You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with business entrepreneur Rekha Roberts, the co-founder and managing director at Derma Aesthetics, the distributor of Dermavisuals Bespoke Skincare in Australia and New Zealand. Rekha, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us about your background and business to kick things off today.
Okay, Eric. Well, I guess to begin with, my career in business to date spans across 29 years. And over that period, I've worked in just about every facet of business, which has been really handy. And that's from accounting and finance, marketing, human resources, which has changed a lot over the years, sales, and of course, more recently, understanding all things skin. I always knew that I wanted my own business right from when I was in the schoolyard. And back in the day, my university studies centred around the subjects of accounting and finance, mainly for that reason. But I also thought it was important to gain global experience with a large corporate. And after a few years in audit with EY, which I got some really valuable insights into lots of different businesses, I sought to grow my experience by working overseas, and I chose London as my destination, one because I love travelling and I hadn't seen a lot of Europe, but also I felt I could really learn and grow in that area. And I fell into recruitment there, and in the 90s, what an experience that was. We worked really hard and we played hard too, but more importantly, recruitment gave me so many insights into lots of different businesses, and it was a fantastic opportunity to hone my people skills, which I think are one of the most valuable assets that I have in business today. But having done all of that, I knew that when I was pregnant with twin boys, that the corporate world wasn't going to be for me doing what I was doing at the time. And I saw a niche to create my own business. And from there, I found Dermavisuals. And shortly thereafter, I met my business partner and now co-founder of Derma Aesthetics, Simon. And we knew we had a great balance of skills that would be dynamite together. And we've never looked back.
Absolutely phenomenal. Good stuff there. And what makes your company different from other skincare companies in the market? Touch on some of those details.
Well, that's a good question. And I'm yet actually to find another business anywhere in the world that's as unique and as effective as ours. But let me chunk it down for you, because we've worked really hard to define what our customers want. And that's bespoke. So Dermavisuals is a bespoke skincare range and essentially means that it's truly customised to suit individual skin conditions, hence the Dermavisuals. But what counts really for long-term results, because we are very much focused on sort of long-term, is the formulation. So Dermavisuals has a unique delivery system, and that ensures that the active ingredients are really harnessed and utilised effectively by the skin with no nasties. And that's sort of, I think, highly looked at and evaluated in today's society, that there are no preservatives, colours and fragrances, but also no emulsifiers. And everything that is contained in the Dermavisuals skincare range is physiological. So what that means is it's recognised by the skin without the ingredients that can take away from the effectiveness, like the preservatives and the colours. So our customers are really looking for something that is not necessarily purely about the active ingredients. We don't splash around fancy names on labels. It's what the ingredients surround themselves in that can be even more crucial. And people want to know these days that they're not just buying dreams in a bottle. Equally, we've worked very hard to define what our retailers want, and that's education. It's definitely one of our main tenets. And as we've recently seen, you know, what good is a new Boeing aircraft if the pilot doesn't know how to fly it properly? So training and education is absolutely pivotal for us, and our relationships with our industry experts and our commitment to learnings are a real differentiating factor. We don't just sit on what we know, because let's face it, things change. And then there's our internal focus, so let's not lose sight of that. Our leadership team is particularly dedicated. All of our staff have been here for a long tenure, and we invest in our own education continually. And so long as performance measures are achieved, I'm very much in favour of offering a flexible work environment. We have a number of staff here who job share and they do it very well. We offer flexible hours and flexible locations, and that keeps that keeps our environment effective and happy. Customer service is another big facet of what we do, and at Dermavisuals, we are the recipient of multiple customer service industry awards, and that's really important for us because we just don't aim to provide a service, but we're very much focused on an outstanding customer service, and providing that customer experience is really important to us. And having that dedicated team, definitely more worth their weight in gold.
And I'd say you broke that down very well in stating how you are different than other skincare companies in the market. Excellent. Now, shifting gears a little bit here, what does it take to run a successful skincare business day to day?
Well, look, Eric, I'm sure you'll agree that anyone can start a business, but can they actually stick with it until it's profitable? That's the question. And I believe that a true entrepreneur demonstrates really true grit, determination and passion, because problems are part of a business. They crop up most days, let's face that, but it's how you handle them, from orders not turning up to running out of money, balancing staffing and inventory with growth. Let me say it's not cut out for everyone and adds a few grey hairs to the... one of the things that I think has made us really successful is doing things that challenge you. Fear forward, and it's a little bit of a saying at the moment, if you think you can't believe you can. But I really truly believe in the power of positivity, and not to underestimate that. But don't go blind at the same time. Analyse the risks always, and managing the risks and understanding the financials, as I mentioned earlier, is really critical in running a successful business. Social media is a big facet of most businesses these days, and we really try to be ahead of the game in that area, and we have strong strategies to grow our social media presence by engaging with our followers, and it's a big part of how we educate our customers. Research and development's another sort of keen area that we focus on, because I think the skincare industry is very, very focused on fads. And if we move forward on a scientific basis with innovating continually in new areas, but educating our customers so that we don't get confused by the trends bandwagon that's all too often focused on fads, that really helps to create our success and differentiate ourselves. And really importantly, I think this is a really big factor, is finding the right staff that fit your culture, that we've worked really hard to develop, and nourish them, not just professionally, but spiritually and emotionally as well, so that we're providing a really good cultural work experience.
Today we're joined by Rekha Roberts, the co-founder and managing director at Derma Aesthetics, the distributor of Dermavisuals, Bespoke Skin Care in Australia and New Zealand, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Rekha, continuing on, how do you maintain a successful business partnership with a friend?
Sure. Well, it all comes down to communication, doesn't it? Because, you know, communication's the next thing we do after breathing, right? It's the key. And I love the saying that opportunity dances with those who are already on the dance floor. So in life, I'm a big believer that we attract like-minded people. So going into business with a friend can be a great thing, but it's not always as easy as it sounds, let me tell you. Here's some valuable things that we've worked on to ensure our success, and we've really had to work on this. Work with a business coach. They really help to keep you accountable. Off-site planning days. In fact, we had one yesterday. We got a different location. Sometime it might be a room on the golf course, or in the city for a different environment, or at a retreat, just to give us different experiences and get us out of the everyday interruptions of the office and provide that focus. Likewise, having an advisory board brings in some valuable external expertise that can be very helpful, and weekly scheduled catch-ups. Sounds very simple, but to have them scheduled and stick to them, sometimes it's all too often to bump them, but that's when the communication starts to falter, And we find that having weekly scheduled catch-ups, they needn't be long, but they're really important. And I'd also, one thing that we've really worked on is shifting our mindset from being friends and sticking to the discipline of actually being in business.
And really appreciate your response there. Very helpful, I'm sure, for the listening audience. They would agree as well. Tell us, what are three key lessons that you learned back in 2018 that you wouldn't mind sharing?
Goodness, well, I've learned so much last year. But I think my highlights are trust your team. They're the ones day-to-day in the business. And to really involve them and trust them has been one of my key lessons. Encourage a culture that will both support and challenge you. I think the challenge from the team is really important. And the realization also that our workplace is not a popularity contest, nor is it about a game of power playing. We work really hard to bring out the best in all of our staff by sharing our skills. We're all really great at what we do. And when we work together to achieve company goals, as opposed to individual agendas, is one of our key lessons. And a cohesive team, let's face it, it's the greatest advantage in business.
Reka, tremendous to have you on the program. A lot of great information shared here today, and really appreciate your time and joining us. In conclusion, one last final bit of advice. What is your top tip for starting a business partnership?
Okay, knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses, absolutely. But also segment the business based on that to incorporate your special areas of expertise, because once you know each other's strengths and weaknesses, that allows you to go in and focus. And as much as you can complement each other, get a mentor. Really reach out to those you admire business and learn from them. Just ask. Most people will all be too happy to help you when asked. And I love the mantra, forget the mistake, remember the lesson, because that's how we grow in unison.
There you go. Great stuff, Reka. Thanks so much for all the details and information shared here today. A lot we can learn from what you've shared with us, and most appreciative for that. Where can listeners get all the details on Derma Aesthetics? As you're the distributor for Derma Visuals Bespoke Skincare, where's the best place online to get the details?
Sure, just on our website, dermavisuals.com.au or dermavisuals.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Reka, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Fabulous. Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Reka Roberts, the co-founder and managing director at Derma Aesthetics, the distributor of Derma Visuals Bespoke Skincare in Australia and New Zealand. And for further details, visit dermavisuals.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.